Turkish strongman Erdogan launches PR campaign in Central Park. By John Hayward on September 19, 2022. Turkey's authoritarian president Recep Tayyip Erdogan decided to soften his public image on Saturday by taking a walk through Central Park in New York City, which he is visiting to attend the United Nations General Assembly. According to Turkey's state-run Anadolu agency, New Yorkers were delighted to discover Erdogan and a few high-ranking members of the Turkish diplomatic mission holding down a bench in Central Park and chewing the fat with random passers-by. Recep Tayyip Erdogan was accompanied by Turkish ambassador to Washington Hasan Murat Merkan and ambassador Ferit Unsin Erlioglu, Turkey's permanent representative to the UN. He grabbed the attention of those in the park, interacted with them and also took photos. Sitting on a bench, a person ran into him and thanked him for his role in the ongoing Ukraine conflict. "I wanted to thank you for all of the work in Ukraine, for the grain coming through, and for helping to make NATO stronger. I'm very proud," he said. "Thank you very much." Erdogan also advised a couple who approached him not to smoke. Erdogan is a dedicated non-smoker who has lately been collecting cigarette packages from people he convinces to kick the habit while he is traveling. The New York couple reportedly continued puffing away after he admonished them. Turkish media seems very taken with the fellow who thanked Erdogan for helping with grain exports from Ukraine, as the Daily Sabah quoted him, as well. Erdogan's government taps his role in brokering the grain deal between Russia and Ukraine as a signature achievement. In late July, a coordination center was officially established in Istanbul to oversee implementation of the deal. Some of Erdogan's detractors on social media conceded it was a smart move for him to mingle while accompanied by a relatively modest security presence, given the reputation for brutality hanging over his bodyguards. The Jerusalem Post tipped its hat to Erdogan for managing to have a friendly, seemingly random encounter with a rabbi, Rachel Goldenberg, even as Turkey prepares for diplomatic reconciliation with Israel at the UN this week. "Middle East, I thought Erdogan valued his pre-General Assembly charm offensive in New York enough to skip Queen Elizabeth's funeral in London." In addition to walking through Central Park, Erdogan met with Senator Chris Coons, DITA, at Turkish House, the headquarters for Turkey's mission to the UN, and may meet with President Joe Biden on the sidelines of the General Assembly. The last time the two leaders met was on the sidelines of the NATO summit in June. Afterwards, Erdogan agreed to lift a veto that paved the way for Sweden and Finland to join the Strategic Defense Alliance. A day after Turkey lifted its veto, the Biden administration threw its support behind a sale of F-16 fighter jets to Ankara. Nonetheless, Erdogan has also recently announced his intention to join the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, led by China, another of Washington's adversaries. Bloomberg reported that Erdogan's announcement came as he was trying to secure a one-to-one meeting with Biden, which has yet to be confirmed. Turkey and the U.S. have unresolved issues. Washington has angered Ankara with its military support for Kurdish groups in Syria that Turkey views as a threat to its national security. For his part, Erdogan annoyed representatives from both parties in the U.S. by insisting on buying Russian surface-to-air missiles and the advanced NATO warplanes those missiles are designed to shoot down. Erdogan may also find himself at odds with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, who blamed Turkey's ally Azerbaijan for renewing hostilities with Armenia during a visit to the latter country over the weekend. Turkish Vice President Fuat Oktay said on Monday that Pelosi's biased remarks could sabotage diplomacy efforts, and demanded the Biden administration clarify whether it supports Pelosi's position. Erdogan could be looking at a tough re-election campaign in 2023. Kurdish parties are mobilizing against him over his attacks on Kurdish militia in Syria and Iraq, and the fragmented opposition seems more determined than ever to unite behind a candidate who could unseat him. Unfortunately for them, almost every plausible opposition candidate seems to alienate about a quarter of the Turkish electorate. Erdogan's popularity is flagging as the Turkish economy sinks, a problem he apparently wishes to remedy by seeking economic assistance from Russia. The Jerusalem Post reported last week that several candidates are running ahead of Erdogan in head-to-head polls, but the candidates are likely to dilute support between themselves during the election and open a path for Erdogan to win.